This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark's co-founder, Margie Samuels, was a designer and genius behind the original label. It's Women's History Month, so I'd like to shout out another incredible woman I aspire to, a woman who knows how to let her hair loose and take charge. The one and only Jessica St. Clair, who co-hosts The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm so honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. I got a fun, personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. So cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Jessica. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024 Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Lemonada.
Also with that fire, boy.
All right. Hey, everyone. This is Add to Cart. I'm Soo Jin.
And I'm Cool Up. And we are going to spend some time this week talking about some of our favorite things, massages and muscle relaxants. Relaxants?
Yeah, sure.
And general body well-being.
We've already spent some time talking about why these are so important to us. So we don't need to go into why we love to have non-sexual stranger hands rubbing us down. This week, we're just going to dig right into some of the stuff that we love around this topic and what we're adding to our carts. So, Cool Up, you start.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you know, we're just going to give a repeated shout out to my Theragun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my Theragun Mini. And, you know, of course, this works so well for me. I've talked about it before. It's percussive. You know, I hit my feet, the bottoms of my feet, the soles of my feet, the arches especially. And then I love it on my calves. I love it on my calves.
Does Scott get involved in it? Like, does he do your back with that?
I've asked him a few times to do it. But mainly, you know, it's small enough that I can do it myself. And what's really been game changing has been just to work on, like, the wing meat, you know, from armpit and above the breast. Sometimes I'll go in on the breasts. Like, we're just... and releasing
that... You're just
that,
jiggling.
I'm just jiggling. I'm just shaking. I got a lot.
I could imagine how relieving that is.
It is, yeah. And it helps with, like, my shoulders and my back. Because turns out, like, your body's all connected.
I don't know if you know that. Quote us on that,
yeah,
will
ya? She's 40 and she finally gets it. But what I want to add to, you know, your tools, and maybe our listeners will like it, is the Theracane. Soo Jin, are you familiar with the Theracane?
Theracane, no.
I got it, of course, in matte black, because that's my go-to thing to get.
That's your hopeful color.
It's my doom color. It's my hopeful color.
Yes.
It's chic. It's a little dangerous.
Yeah.
And so here, it's a Theracane. It looks like a cane, right? It's metal.
It looks like a torture device.
It does.
Yeah.
A hook. Right.
Is it metal? Is it plastic?
Metal.
Oh, okay.
But I think you can order, I think there's the original is a plastic version.
Yeah.
But this is like, it's like.
The upgraded?
Yeah, of course, Soo Jin. Of course, sister. Sister, can I spend more on it?
Because I've only seen it in disgusting bright blue and green. Yeah, I've never seen a metal black, matte black version of the Theracane. I don't even know what goop site you got that. Some ancillary site.
I got it direct, and I can't find it again, guys. But hopefully you can.
Everyone at Theracane is like, wait, someone ordered. Oh, they made one.
They made
you
one.
You got the one.
for me. And it's so great because look how it just disappears into my wall behind me, right?
It aesthetically sings. It sings aesthetically. So what does this, what does this, you know?
So
why is this?
This is where I'm hitting my back, Sujin. I don't need Scott. I'm a grown woman, okay? I handle mine. And so
you only need Scott for one thing then.
That's right. And I'm making sure that I'm doing my part with the Kegelbell.
Oh my God, poor Scott. I'm so sorry, Scott.
Honestly, everybody feels sorry for him.
I can't. It's
the poor man. He just like he has a ritual of getting I'm gonna get in trouble for sharing this.
By the way,
I'm definitely getting in trouble.
This is like the third time you've shared it, and the third time you've said I'm going to get in trouble, and you keep doing it, and I love it.
Keep doing it because he's private, and I did a documentary about my family's business, and that's how we are different.
So you chase him around like a wild panda.
Well, usually where he's kind of got to stay in one place is like when he's making his coffee or he's making his peanut butter toast. And so he's standing there. And at that point is when I descend. And it's hands on butt. It's hands on crotch.
Oh, Scott.
It's just, it's both going back and forth while he's just trying to live his life.
Oh, Scott. He may have to call like an 800 number. I don't know. But anyway, you were working this out. He loves it.
Yeah. So what were we talking about? Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need Scott. With this Theracane. So it's got pressure points, these balls here for pressure points. And that's how I'm getting my shoulder. And I'm putting pressure. So while I'm watching TV, I'm getting, you know, where, let's say, my bat wings would be or bird wings, like the base of it. That's where I'm getting that. Right above the bra line, that put really working, and I can feel when there are knots, and I'm just grinding,
You guys, we are talking about she's fully clothed,
you know,
and we are talking about a therapeutic cane. Okay, in case you,
that looks like a torture device. It's by the way, guys. I want to tell you, it is light. Just so you know, it's light. It's nothing. Yeah. You know, it's not weighted.
All right. Listen, tried and true, by the way. People swear by this.
Yeah, like I can get, you know, maybe it's hard for me to get the lower back. Oh, look at this. I'm hooking it. It's like.
Someone thought of all the angles.
Oh, yeah. This
all
feels
of
great,
Kulup.
Sujin. Feels so good.
All right. We're still recording a podcast, Kulup. She's gone off a little bit. She'll be back. Here she is.
Sujin, it feels great. What do you got?
Oh, mine's not as sexy nor as fun, but I got onto, okay, we're all sitting here in front of our computer screens, either shopping, Zooming, watching, you know, Bridgerton.
Sure.
And
again.
The other day, yeah, again, right. The other day I was like, oh, I think I've lost all feeling from my, my thigh crease down, you know, like that. What is that? Is that the thigh crease? Is that what it's called? What is the...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Like where you... It's like you're sitting, you're straight, and then it goes out to where your legs... So I was like, wow, I had to get up and I really had to get the blood flowing. I had never had that problem before. So I was like, all right, let me look at these standing desk situations.
Okay.
And I'm not one of those people that's gonna like, you know, put something big in my office. So I got a very simple thing. I'm so happy with this thing. I'm not going to demonstrate it. I'm actually at the standing desk right now sitting because you can do it in two positions. It's so easy. You just push a button and it goes up and then it raises down and it's about $80.
Oh, hey.
It is sleek. It's metal. It goes with all of your aesthetic checkpoints are there. It's called the laptop tower stand. And I kind of did a bit of research into all of this, went to the wire cutter, went to, you know, Strategist. And there's a lot of standing desk options in terms of like something you put on top of your desk, but they all kind of look a little, what should I say, orthopedic, know? They look a little Theracane, just kidding. And so I got this. And I was like, so I'm not standing all day, but I'm kind of choosing when I start to feel like, oh God, I need to stand up. I will push the thing and it'll go up to standing. And then when I want to sit down, I just push it right back down. So it's one thing.
Okay, I love this. I haven't seen a product like this. Right now I have a stand.
Yeah.
A metal stand that swivels and stuff, but it's not for it's more for my wrist and not for me to stand, but this is great.
And it's easy. Like I wanted something I didn't have to, like as soon as you tell me I have to get out a screwdriver, I'm clicking out. I don't want to put anything together. This is literally
I have a beautiful desk. Assembled. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Do that. Exactly. I love these tips because I'm not moving a lot. Yeah.
We're not meant to be sitting.
I know.
We're not meant to be sitting this long. Like we cannot be, it's really like we're not meant to be sitting for these many hours.
Yeah.
So I really encourage people to figure out ways to move. But when you have the standing thing, you don't have to think about it. Like it's just already built into your everyday routine. So it was just an easy fix and one I wanted to share with you because it was such a game changer for me.
These are hot tips.
Yeah.
Hot tips.
All right. Well, those are just some of the things, but we're going to continue on this topic because I'm already relaxed just hearing all of these great tips. And we'll be back in just a moment. Cool. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but my brother's nickname for me is Shujin. Did I?
No.
Did I?
No.
He calls me Shujin because I cannot resist shoes. I have so many pairs of shoes. And it's not because I love shoes. It's because, as you know, I've got little bony, narrow, weird feet.
Bird feet. Yeah. That's
bird feet. And it's so hard for me to find comfortable shoes.
I get it. It's why when it comes to shoes, I think a lot of it is about the quality of how it's made that can make the biggest difference, which is why we are so happy here on the pod to take comfort with Born Shoes.
That's right. Born Shoes are comfortable for so many reasons, okay? First, they're made with the absolute best top quality soft leather, and the shoes have extra cushion for support. I just got a perfect pair of sandals for warmer weather. It's like in a sophisticated wine burgundy color. Mm. And this leather, it's so soft from the get-go. It feels like you've had this pair for years.
Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus free ground shipping on all full price shoes when you use our promo code add to cart. That's promo code add to cart for 15% off and free shipping available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark co-founder Margie Samuels was the designer and genius behind the original label. And now, in honor of Women's History Month, Maker's Mark has partnered with the talented artist Gail Kabaker to hand-paint a beautiful label, which you can personalize with the name of a spirited woman you know, someone who makes an impact on you or in their community. In honor of this Women's History Month, I want to shout out an amazing woman I love and admire, my Leo Moon Capricorn Sun Scorpio Rising June Diane Raphael. She hosts the show, The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. And as part of this Women's Month, I got a fun personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. Cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Junie. And you can join in on the fun. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize, fill in the details, and then shout out the woman you know who is making a difference. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024, Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you dabbled in the CBD drinks? Is that
I can't. Yeah, I can't do any form of cannabis. So go on.
I'm not great on it either. And this has done me well. And so there's two products that I want to share with you. The first one is Recess, as in like, hey, school recess. Let's play in the yard. Flavored sparkling water. And I have some right here. Ah, yes.
Oh, I've seen you be drinking. I thought that was wine.
Nope, it's weed. they say that they've canned a feeling. So not tired, not wired. Recess is a sparkling water infused with functional herbs for balance and clarity. It's made with real fruit, no fake stuff, for a flavor that has us constantly asking ourselves, how? And Suchin, we have the telltale signs of a product that Cool Up likes, right? Design-wise, it's a classic can, but we've got great millennial colors. This one is peach ginger. It's got a wonderful shade. And we've got, let's see.
There's a sucker born every minute. Look every at this. Minute.
Hemp extract. It calms the mind, centers the body. American ginseng helps you focus. L-theanine. I bet you know what that is. Eases tensions.
Yeah.
Brightens mood. Lemon balm.
So do you have this kind of at the when you want to relax at the end of the day? Because all those are very sort of relaxing both mind and body ingredients.
Yeah. Like it's chill. It's a chill time. Cool, calm, and collected. You know?
Yeah. Like instead of having a glass of wine, like could you substitute this for that if we felt like we were hitting the bottle a little too much during the core?
And that is 100% my situation. You have nailed it once again on the head, on my head, if you will. I like the flavor. I like the feeling. I've tried a few of these flavors, pomegranate hibiscus, black cherry. And this is $4.99 for a 12-ounce can. And I like ye. Yeah,
you could probably put some soda water in that, and that would probably get you 4 days of drinking if you cut it. With soda. I'm just saying, listen,
the
hey.
The Suchin Pak method.
We all got to pinch it where we can. You know what I mean?
That's what I do to Scott. The other drink that's in that same realm is called Vibes. It's a mind body function CBD drink. So we got flavors more like strawberry, lavender, ginger, lemonade. I don't want to say it's more juicy, but it is more than just like a sparkling water. And for that, that's for 14 ounces at $7. You know, again, we're looking at a great, great bottle, some good fonts. You know how
Vibes is spelt with a Y.
That's right. You know how I prefer a sans serif. But also they taste really good. Here you're not even going to taste a trace of CBD.
Yeah, and it just relaxes you. What does it do? It kind of takes it down from a volume 10 to like a volume what?
Well, it's so hard because it's how hot do you run, right?
Yeah.
It chills me out a little bit, makes me feel like there's hope.
I mean, for $7.
Yeah, and it's also not something that I'm going to be like opening another can right after, where a glass of wine, you know, all of a sudden the bottle's gone. But this is like, I'm not going, oh, I'll take another. Like, we're maxing out at, like, one container. And it's just chill.
Yeah.
It's just chill, good mood. Not like where I've, in the past, smoked weed and then inevitably was certain that my friends hated me. And they're not even around.
Just the paranoia.
Oh.
And the severe need for Cinnamon Toast Crunch comes in.
Yeah, and then passed out. Who put this tent together? I guess I did and passed out in it.
This is the adult version of it. Come on, guys. Let's elevate.
Vibes with a Y. I wanted to talk about a couple things I've removed from cart in the massage muscle relaxing category. Yeah. Suchin, are you familiar with the Soothe app?
Yes. I've heard of it. I've never used it. But yeah, it's where like you can get a masseuse, you know, and they're all rated and you can review them and et cetera.
They come to your house or your place of work.
Yep.
Which, by the way, one of the most sort of intimate things is to invite a stranger into your home and you get almost naked, if not, and put your face down and let them... massage you. I mean, it's a while when you, if you really think about it, you go, is this a good idea? But I did it so many times pre-pandemic. And you could do, I think you could start at, I want to, 30 minutes. I think you could do 30 minutes. You can go do an hour and a half. But I would often do a 2 hour. I would do a 2 hour and it, oh my goodness. And I, as a practice, used to get a massage like once a month. And so we are about a year without, and it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I'm not going to be inviting strangers into my house to rub me down. I mean, maybe when it's less cold and the numbers come down in terms of COVID cases, maybe outside in the backyard, maybe an option.
With your narwhal, so relaxing.
Oh, yeah, with my narwhal face down. But unfortunately, Sue Thapp, while I've loved you, not anytime soon. You're still removed from cart until I feel safe. I am very scared.
Absolutely. I couldn't think of one thing. I mean, we haven't got our hair cut.
Yeah.
Why would we get a massage at this time?
Look, and I'm sad because, like, everybody is just economically hurt. Like, the interest of business and public health. And, I mean, it's a fucking mess. I don't know how else to describe it. And one businesses that I'm worried about, and I dearly miss Soojin Park, are my Korean spas. And my favorite one is Olympic Day Spa.
Yeah.
That's I've tried many.
How are they gonna survive?
I don't know.
I think I saw something about someone doing kind of a Kickstarter for, you know, their parents who owned one of these Korean spas. I don't know how those places are surviving. I don't know how, if, I don't even know. Because, I mean, even with the vaccine rollout, I mean, it'll be a long time before people are really comfortable being in these public spas again. It's such a big part of Korean culture too, you know, to,
yeah.
In Korean, they're called jimjimbangs, and they're all over Korea, and it's, they're there for practical reasons, because when you live in Seoul where everything is compacted, a lot of people don't have showers and bathtubs, you know, like this is where they bathe, and it's a super inexpensive, you know, you socialize there, it's practical. So yeah, it's sad. It's a sad remove from cart is what it is.
For those who aren't familiar with Korean spas, once you enter, it's all women or all men. And once you are within like the women's area, you are essentially completely naked or just light covering while you go in between different hot tubs and different heated rooms. Meaning saunas and steam rooms and salt heat. And it's just, it's so revitalizing and refreshing. And there is a scrub called the Akasuri scrub. I think we've talked about it before, but where a Korean auntie is in like a black panty and bra set, and she's just scrubbing you down every crease, every crevice, flipping you around like a slab of meat, and just taking gray coils off of your skin, and you emerge a bebe. A beautiful bebe.
God, I miss those.
I miss it. I miss it so. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Carters, there's an obsession I don't really talk about on the show. I mean, you know about my snack addictions, my search for the perfect sunscreen, but stumbling on really good pottery is my secret obsession. So I'm excited to introduce you to East Fork, founded by potters. East Fork celebrates the beauty of American-made ceramics. Each dish is durable, non-toxic, and dishwasher safe. They carry a full range of dinnerware, from the mug that broke the internet, believe me, she's a beauty, to an everyday bowl, which you will end up using every day. To me, it's the heft of good ceramic bowls and mugs that just remind you to take stock of the simple things that bring you joy in life. Plus, as you know, in my house, we're so conscious of what things are made of. And to say this is non-toxic ceramic, lead-free, and gorgeous? Well, you just have no idea how hard it is to check off all of those boxes on something you love. I am so excited. If you're ready to invest in your forever dishes, or you're looking for timeless, high quality, and thoughtfully made gifts as we head into wedding and summer celebration season, head to eastfork.com/add to cart to get 15% off your first order. Time to talk underwear, party people.
I mean, it's our favorite subject, Suchin. It's like, when is it not time to talk about underwear? So we finally decided to see if the hype was worth it and ordered ourselves some Skims Fits Everybody underwear.
When we got the Skims package, did I feel like a 23-year-old influencer prancing off to Coachella with my Stanley Cup? Yes, yes, I did. I put my order in for the Fits Everybody full brief. Okay, there is no other for me, right? There's something about getting this color espresso, which I ordered. It's like a dark chocolate undie. What? It feels like I am wearing nothing. Negative fabric. Like I'm wearing science culottes. I texted it to you when I first put them on. It still feels like that.
I like a full, but I also got sort of a cheeky high-waisted. And I want to be honest about this fabric, which hugs and holds the body. Sue, I'm wearing some right now.
I can tell. There's a sparkle in your eye. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes XXS to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com, plus get free shipping on orders over $75.
After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hello, reading fans. We have a new book recommendation for you, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer.
In a world that never stops moving, where every moment is filled with haste, do you find yourself feeling disconnected from your loved ones, your purpose, even yourself?
In these moments, it's more important than ever to embrace slowing down.
And now, New York Times bestselling author John Mark Comer is offering us all a lifeline in the chaos of the modern world with his groundbreaking book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry.
And this isn't just a book. It is a compelling emotional and spiritual case against hurry and in favor of a slower, simpler way of life.
John Mark Comer's call to a slower life is not just practical, it's transformative. It can help you rediscover yourself and reconnect with your higher power by slowing down and focusing on love, joy, and peace. Visit prh.com/JMC for more information.
All right, we're back. So we're leaving behind massages just for a moment, never too far. And we're going to go to budget buys. Now, we love talking about budget buys. We two immigrants. Before I get into my budget buy tip, let me give you a story.
Ooh, okay. I love Suchin story time.
You remember my mother, she shall return a watermelon to Trader Joe's if it's not juicy enough.
Yes.
Said woman, who is my inspiration for all budget buys, one year I was on a job that paid for, I was supposed to be in Hawaii at a resort for 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
And we were filming something around, I don't even remember, we were shooting something around the resort. So of course I'm going to take the village.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, listen, they're going to put me up in a suite, 2 weeks in Hawaii, my mom, my brother, we're all going to stay in my room and great. And, you know, per diem, you know, I'm not going to go crazy, but like, they're going to pay for the food that I eat there. My mother, she arrives, and she arrives with a little, like a little 70s gym, polyester gym bag that we've probably had since 1970. And I was like, oh, she packs light. That's fine. In there are some changes of underwear, some socks, t-shirt. She's probably going to wear my shorts. So, you know, she doesn't pack very much because she just wears my clothes when she comes to see me. And a blender.
What?
My mother
brought a blender in the duffel bag.
Brought a blender. She brought like one of those bullets.
Yeah.
And I said, Mom, what? Why did you bring this? And she was like, do you know how much smoothies cost in Hawaii?
And I was like, oh my God. So my brother and I love smoothies. And when you're in Hawaii, there's fresh fruit everywhere. We would go down to the breakfast buffet and she would come down and we'd order our breakfast. She wouldn't allow us to order any smoothies. And then she would go upstairs, make the smoothies in the hotel room, and then come downstairs with two, you know, hotel room cups, you know, the coffee cups filled with her homemade smoothie. Because she was like, there's no way on this trip, the only thing I care about is that you two are not going to pay for any smoothies. Anytime you want a smoothie, you just let me know. I'm going to run upstairs and I'm going to make a smoothie. She thought about this. This woman.
This is how she shows her love. This is her love language.
Thought about smoothie money.
Yeah.
That we could be wasting in Hawaii. So I just think about that all the time when I think about my mom and the one time she brought a blender to Hawaii because she didn't want to pay for smoothies. So,
and just really quick though, just not just smoothies in Hawaii, right? Like they're not more expensive in Hawaii. Just smoothies in general, right?
Smoothies in general, but when we go to Hawaii, we just over smoothie. There's like, it's a smoothie culture. You know what I mean? Like there's so much fruit everywhere. I don't even have smoothies on a regular. I can't tell you the last time I had a smoothie. But when you're in Hawaii,
everyone's
passing out smoothies. Everything is a smoothie. Okay. And so my mom, when she goes to Hawaii, she would see my brother and I order smoothies as we're going about our day. And it would give her a lot of anxiety. So that year she was like, no, I'm going to take control of this.
This is a problem. I'm going to fix it.
Let me bring a blender. So yes and no, it is for smoothies in Hawaii because we do go a little smoothie overboard, as does everybody in Hawaii. So that it reminded me of that. And I always make fun of my mom for that. And, you know, it's just like a funny mom story. Cut to, I was like, oh my God. But my family and I, when we travel to Ojai Valley Inn, very nice place.
By the way,
you guys, I'm not paying for it. But, you know, I go with my husband's family every year and we travel with, if you want a link on it, a portable cooking stovetop. So we check in, no shame. This is white privilege. Whereas before we used to do this as kids and I would be mortified. We check in with a Duxtub 1800 watt plug-in portable induction cooktop because I am not paying hotel prices for food that I can cook in my room for a fraction of the price. Now, when you travel with kids to these fancy hotels, okay, first of all, don't even get me started on how much, you know, it costs to get bigger rooms and the beds and all of that.
Yeah.
But like all of their kids want to eat is mac and cheese and grilled cheese sandwiches. Maybe you can get a scrambled egg in them at some point.
Yeah.
Do you know how much they charge for kids' mac and cheese?
It's premium.
Come on. That's where they're making money. They spent 5 cents on a cheese sandwich that they slap together with the most disgusting bread and the most disgusting cheese, and they charge you $16.
So
I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. Number two, there aren't a lot of places at hotels that you can just get white plain sushi rice, and I have to have rice. I have rice 3 times a day. I have rice for breakfast. I have rice for lunch. I have rice for dinner. My kids have rice at least twice a day. So
this is the only way. This is the only way to get that rice.
You're not going to, they don't even have it at the hotel.
No, like, I'm very familiar.
Some hotels may, a basmati, maybe like a wild rice. Like my kids aren't going to eat that.
No, you're not getting that gluten-y sushi rice.
So I'm bringing my white sushi rice.
Wow.
I'm making it a batch when I get there. And then we just eat the rice. And so my kids eat in the hotel room. And this has given me a lot of peace. I was trying to figure out ways I would go and I would pre-pack and then I would put it in and then try to figure out how to heat it up. And then it just ding dawned on me. We used to do this. I mean, not with such a fancy thing. We had those kerosene, can you imagine? Those kerosene burners that you know, camping burners that we would bring to the hotels when we were kids and, you know, just do up some Korean beef, you know, up in a Holiday Inn, fanning the alarms, the fire alarms. And I remembered that, and I bought one of these fancy ones, $71. This is a really great one.
I gotta say, you're blowing my mind here. Like, I think this is so right.
I'm not a sucker. I'm not paying that.
All right, Suchin.
That's my budget buy. That's my budget tip.
That is, yeah, that's solid. Solid. While we're talking about budget buys, I would like to talk about using my Citi National Rewards redemptions.
Okay, I don't know enough about rewards. Please, please, I'm so interested in this. What is this?
We bank with Citi National.
Okay.
Checking, and also we have, you know, a joint account. But also, a lot of the credit cards that we pick is because of what are the perks? You know, like my Chase Sapphire, it's double points for travel, double points for food. And those points can be used for more travel. Basically, points are so you can spend more money generally.
But you feel like you're getting a deal. Right. I'm all for it.
Yeah. If I'm really, really thought about it.
Don't think about it.
Exactly.
Don't think about
it. So with our Citi National rewards.
Yeah.
There are items you have that have point values that you can use. And I tend to use them up at the end of the year, around the holidays. And the things that I use all the time for is I redeem them for like Visa gift cards. So I can get like $100 of a Visa card, gift card.
Yeah.
That's 13,000 points, or like 500, that's 65,000 points.
And you can use that Visa gift card or give it away though, but you can use it yourself.
That's right. And I generally give it like that's, you know, to give $100 or $50 to my post office work, you know, like things like that. Just great to give in a Christmas card, you know, like to give my assistant a little bonus, you know, like a little spending money. That's like I send that like to my family in Minnesota.
And then you get the points.
I'm using up points. I also get products, which, you know, I've gotten a Cuisinart Perfect Temp Cordless Electric Kettle, which retails for like $99.95. I used up 14,800 points for that. And, you know, that's how I make my tea every day and what I use after a baking soda vinegar shower rinse.
So necessary.
Also, like KitchenAid Flex Edge Beater for my tilt head KitchenAid mixer, retails for $34.99. Free. By using 5,300 points.
Well, I don't want you to answer this question.
And I may not be able to.
So the 5,300 points you used for the $34.99, do you think that you had to spend more than $34.99 to get the 5,300 points?
That's where it's real gray for me. Yeah, it's real gray.
Listen, like I said, I don't even know why I asked the question. I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
And number two, I bet you there are so many people listening that have these like point like games. Like people are really into this. I want to know all of it.
Yes.
I want all the tea. I want all the secrets. I want all the tips. This is free money. And as I'm saying it, I know that's not true, but this is free money.
But I mentioned this in a past show. Like, there's one card that we mainly kind of like use those points for travel. Then we have like our Marriott Bonvoy points where when Scott was touring for Comedy Bang Bang, and like we get free hotel rooms. And when you're at a hotel, they give you like extra perks, you know, and all of this is just to keep you happy so that you stay with them. Right. And I'm assuming, again, gray area, I'm assuming they're not paying for these items that I'm buying. I don't know. They have like deals, right? Like there's got to be.
Absolutely. And there's ways to make it actually make sense and pencil out. Like,
yeah,
you and I aren't going to figure that out here. But there are sites and there are ways and there are people that are really good at figuring out how to make this all work.
Yes.
I'm not sure if getting a KitchenAid Flex Edge Beater, if that was, but it doesn't matter
I use it all the time.
Like, there are ways. You use all the time. And you didn't have to spend money. You used points. And those points are there for your use.
Rewards points. The world of rewards points, which is like another version, I guess, of like, say, couponing or...
It is.
You know, it's in that same sort of bucket.
Yeah.
But if there's a way for me to get something free...
Uh-huh. By the way, Kulop, huh? This was our pitch to each other for this podcast. So you don't have to sell me. I'm right there.
I mean, because I've spent... Open-handed. That money's been spent. That was gone. That money's already gone. But it's like, can I get something?
Yeah.
Plus?
Can I get a little... A bonus. Bonus. In Korean, they call it service. They call it, oh, when you go eat a Korean meal and you spend, let's say over 40, they're going to bring you a little side of soup. Service.
That's right.
That's what they call it. Oh, service.
Thank you.
All right. Well, what a journey this episode has been. I feel more relaxed after talking about all these massages we're not getting, but how we're taking care of ourselves in the interim. So that's it for this week's episode.
Thanks for listening. Find everything on Instagram at AddToCartPod.
We will see you guys all next week. Add to Cart is a production of Lemonada Media. Our producer is Claire Jones, and our editor is Ivan Kirev. The music is by Wasabi and produced by LA Made It, and Oh So Familiar with additional music by APM Music. Executive producers are Kulop Vlisak, Sujin Pak, Jessica Cordova Kramer, and Stephanie Whittles Wax.
Be sure to check out all the items we mentioned today on our Instagram at AddToCartPod. Also, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere? And suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time. Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people. And we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out on April 24th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Feeling decision fatigue about what to make for dinner? We get it. I'm Jane Black.
And I'm Liz Dunn. We're veteran food journalists, and as parents ourselves, we know how hard it can be to feed your family.
That's why we created Pressure Cooker, a podcast that offers practical strategies for navigating the marketing madness and cultural expectations around mealtime.
Each week, we'll check in with the experts. From social media diet trends to baby-led weaning and AI meal planning, we have all your food-related questions covered.
Listen to Pressure Cooker wherever you get your podcasts.